Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Kyle Norman. After this short word from our sponsor, we will dive into today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Baptism is about life, not liturgy. Written and read by Kyle Norman. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. When we think about baptism, we normally think of a rich liturgical rite. We might picture a priest or a pastor wearing long white robes, standing in front of some ornate font. A baby is held in the arms as the priest sprinkles drops of water on the child's head 3 times. Or we might think of 3 dunks in a river, or an ocean, or a baptismal pool. After a confession of faith, the person is submerged into the water, again in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This liturgical formula is taken from Jesus' words at the end of Matthew. Prior to his ascension, Jesus commissions the disciples with these words, "Go and make disciples of all nations," he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What did Jesus mean by this? Is he outlining the words we must say when we perform this baptismal act in our churches? Is Jesus setting up some liturgical rule that we have to follow? No. The word baptize literally means to immerse or to submerge. In essence, Jesus tells the disciples to immerse people in the reality of the Holy Trinity. For Jesus, baptism is about life, not liturgy. What does immersion into a life with the triune God look like? Well, it means our identity rests in being created in God's image. We need not work to earn our place with God. There is no need to prove ourselves. God made us and has a purpose for us. And because we bear God's image, we are loved. God's love in our lives cannot be discredited or denied. It stands as the basis of our identity. Jesus, the Son, is the full-bodied expression of God's love toward us. If we ever question God's love or God's gracious forgiveness, all we need to do is look to the cross. On the cross, sin is destroyed and the power of death is forever vanquished. Because of Jesus, we are healed, restored, forgiven, and free. To be immersed into a life with God is to live our lives knowing that we have been covered by the loving sacrifice of Jesus. And if this message of our redemption was not duly hope-producing or life-giving, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, we live with God each day of our lives. God is forever with us, and God's power flows through us. God is not distant from us as some transcendent being we can only talk of but never know. No, God is with us and in us. Through the Holy Spirit, we live with God each day of our lives. To put it another way, to be baptized into a life with the triune God is to live our lives experiencing the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. This is the life that Jesus invites us to experience. Baptism is never the end of our spiritual journey. It's not the climax. It is but the beginning. Baptism marks an entrance into a new way of life. John the Baptist called people to a baptism of repentance, a turning toward the coming Messiah and the kingdom which he would bring. And people's lives changed, as those with two tunics were asked to give away one, and soldiers were asked to be fair in their dealings. The point was that people lived with a heart directed toward the coming Messiah. Following the resurrection, baptism was about accepting Jesus as Lord. In baptism, people chose to live as a follower of Jesus, to express his grace and to embody his teaching. The Holy Spirit was received to empower the believer for the mission and ministry to which they were called. Again, baptism was about a life that was to be lived, not a liturgy that had to be followed. We can sprinkle water on a million babies, or dunk a myriad of people in the ocean. But the fundamental question we are to ask ourselves is this: how are we helping people uncover the grace of Jesus, the love of God, or the presence of the Holy Spirit in their life? While we baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are we helping people to know the Lord who created them, redeemed them, and sustains them? This commission on our lives might seem scary and challenging. It may even seem beyond our capability. The good news is that we are never alone. Jesus affirms that his presence is with us. Jesus says he is with us every moment of our lives until the very close of time. This means we can confidently embrace the mission Jesus has given us. So let us take up this call and open people to the life of grace and love so that they may uncover the blessing of a life lived with the triune God.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At The Story Behind Podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the story behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com.